Okay, we are up to Mitzvah 52, Mitzvah Nun Beis, as we start up another week, and we continue with different dinim learned out from Parshas Mishpatim and Maseches Baba Kama. The first this week is Maseches Baba Kama, then we'll have Maseches Baba Metziah, and all the Babas are right here in Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, Mitzvah Nun Beis, Shelo Le'echol Shor HaNiskal. The last Mitzvah we discussed was the Isser of Shor, the Isser of Niske Mamon, my ox doing damage. So this is a connected halacha, and that is, if my ox doesn't only do damage, if my ox kills somebody, so then my ox has to be killed. That's the halacha of Shor HaNiskal, the ox that has to be stoned. Shalom, and there is an Isser, what's the Aver for me? So this is part, Bezdin's mitzvah is judging the Shor HaNiskal, but there is an Isser de Oraisa, a separate Isser, eating the Shor HaNiskal. The Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bahana'a. You're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Shalom nochal besar Shor HaNiskal, we are not allowed to eat from the meat of the Shor HaNiskal. Afilu nishchat karaoi. Even if, let's say, Bezdin had said a Gemar Din, that it has to be stoned, and I went quickly and shechted it. It doesn't matter. If I shechted it, it does not matter. It's still not able to be eaten. Mikiva chenigmar dino basar usur. Since it had a gemar din, right, its basar becomes usur. Kain mefurish b'mechilta. Shenamar v'lo yachelat basaro, as it says that its meat should not be eaten. V'lav dafka shar, ela af kolam azikin b'hemachai v'of. Really, this applies to all animals, not just oxen, but all animals have this isser that if an animal kills a person, so then that animal has to be put to death. Elashi yida berberagel. It just talks about the normal way. The language of the chinuch says mikivan shenigmar dino bisaro usur. The second that gemar din takes place, its basar becomes usur. So there is a machlokes rishonim. You look in the minchas chinuch and os gimel, known as the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam against the other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Shor HaNiskal is only Ne'esar La'achar Misa. That is the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in this sugya. You see, V'hinei Das Rabbeinu Tam. Muva B'Sanhedrin Sanhedrin Ayin Tes, Zvachim Daf Ayin. Number of places in Shas, this is quoted. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Shor HaNiskal is not Ne'esar Michayim Klal, only La'achar Misa. Meaning, while it's still alive, I could shear the Shor HaNiskal. If it's a cow, maybe I could, if it's a female, right, I could take the milk, my vote, I could use it for work. It's only after it is killed does it become us. So that is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and other Rishonim do not hold that way. He quotes V'datza Rambam Enokain. The Rambam quotes Gemaras and Pashtus of certain Gemaras, where the Gemara says, let's say you have a Shor HaNiskal that got mixed in with other oxen. So they all become usur. So the Rambam quotes that if he gets mixed up with other oxen while the animal's still alive. So it's obvious that the Rambam holds that a Shor HaNiskal is Ne'asar, even Mechaim. I'll read you the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in Niske Mamon Yud Alev Yud. Shor Shlo Nigmar Dino. Shenasar Bishram Achirim. During the din, before the Gemara din, and it gets mixed in, then Kulam Peturin Lefisha In Gomer Dino Shal Shor Alev Befei Ashar Kidin Ha'adam. If before the Gemara din, that it's not Usur yet, but Nigmar Dino, if an ox had a Gemara din Lamisa, V'yachar Kachnis Ariv Ba'achirim, and then it got mixed in with others, Afilu Be'elef, even 1,000 oxen. There are 1,000 kosher oxen and 1 Shor HaNiskal, Kulan Niskalan, they are all stoned. V'nikbaran and buried. V'hein Asurin Bahanoya, Kedin Behema Niskalas. Why? This is the concept of Birya. Right, it's a whole item. We discussed that months ago when we spoke about the Gid Hanasha, that if certain items, Midur Abanan, are not Batel, and this is one of them, that even though usually we have laws of Bittel, of nullification, but here we wouldn't have it. But the Rambam is clear. Machlokas we have between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. When does the Shor HaNiskal become Usur? And either during the lifetime or only L'achar Misa. If you look, the Sefer Chinuch, so I wanted to get back. The Sefer Chinuch sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry, sounds like the Rambam. Mikivan shenigmar dino basar asur. Sounds like right after gemar din, the basar becomes asur. Sounds like the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam says that it only becomes asur la'achar misa. The Sefer Chinuch does not expand on how we darshin, how the Gemara darshins this phrase of v'lo ye'achel es basaro. For that, we have to look in the Minchas Chinuch, if you look all the way at the end, in Os Tez Zayin, the last Os in the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses the drasha. Right, Os Tez Zayin, he quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, see the first wide line, Mimash b'shenemar sako yisokel ashar, eino dinsha, hi nevela, v'nevela asura b'achila. The Torah says, stone the ox and it can't be eaten. Obviously, if you stone the ox cannot be eaten. It wasn't shechted. So what does the Torah have to tell me? Don't eat it. So that's how we learn. It must not mean not to, just to eat it. It must mean that you can't even get benefit from it. V'lo yechal b'sara lamali. So that's why we learn that you can't even get benefit from it. And he does not answer it. He says, we find elsewhere in halacha that we have to kill an animal in ways other than shechita, and yet that type of killing has the status of shechita. He quotes two other places. There's a Gemara in Meseches Yuma, I think it is, where the Gemara says, where they quote it on line, but the fifth wide line, Yuma Tanach Dalet, Amri b'ma'arava, t'chiyaso l'tzuk zu shechitaso, when we push the seer la'azazel, the goat on Yom Kippur that goes over the cliff, the Gemara says that the pushing off is its shechita. Number one. Or he quotes from the Gemtosis and Meseches Chulin. Egla Rufa. What do we do when there's a corpse stuck between two cities? We don't know who killed it, the anonymous corpse. So we make the Zakanim come out from the city and do a special ceremony in between. It wasn't our fault. We didn't let this guy go by himself. And we break the neck of the Egla Rufa. Right? The Abba Shechita, we don't break the neck. We go from the front, the Simanim. But by an Egla Rufa, we break the neck. And Tosfos assumes that breaking the neck is its Shechita. What's the difference? L'may nafkamina, for what halacha? There's halacha, you're not allowed to shecht child and mother on the same day. That's an issur d'oraisa, we'll get to that later. So, if you're oreif an agala, if you break the neck of an agala, that counts like a shechita. And you cannot kill the daughter or the mother on the same day. So you see, even if we're not doing shechita sometimes, it counts like a shechita. So, ask the Minchas Chinuch, and he doesn't answer this question. He says, how does the Gemara know that just because they have to stone the animal, that it would become usur automatically, you'd be called an avela, maybe the stoning of a shor haniskal should be like pushing the goat off the cliff, or being oreif the egla rufa, and it should be considered a shechita, and therefore it should be mutter to eat, and that's why the Torah has to come and tell me, v'lo yechal b'saro. That's the Menchaz Chinakasha, he doesn't answer it, he just says, last three words, v'tsarech iyun rachav. You need a lot of attention given to this kasha. Right, I don't understand why this is. This is all the way at the end. The last Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah, the end of Os Tezayin, he says, Vitzarech Iyun Rachav, I don't understand. Let me, before I try to suggest an answer, I'll throw in another one. Another example where the Achronim discuss, it counts like a shechita. And that is Malika. By a bird carbon, we don't shecht it with a knife like we usually do, we do Malika. The Kohen shechts it with his doesn't shecht it, it's Molek it with his fingernail. So again, is that Malika a shechita? So many Achronim say yes. That's shechita of an oaf. That's a carbon. So what's the difference? Ask the Menchas Chinuch. What's the difference between Malika and Dechia Letzuk and Arifas Egla versus here, Skila? So maybe one could suggest, again, I got to do more research on this, maybe one could suggest there's a big difference between those three and this one. By the other ones, it's part of the avoda that you're supposed to do. And that's why you're supposed to do this, and therefore it has the status of a shechita, Arifas Egla. Right, for sure, the other ones. You push it off the cliff. That's part of the avoda of Yom Kippur. Malika, that's part of the avoda you're supposed to do. Even Arifas Egla. There's a situation here. The situation is, there's a dead body here. So the Torah tells you what to do, which ceremony to do. By Ski Lashar Niskal, that's pure onesh. We'll see who the onesh is too. But it's an onesh, it's a reaction. It's more, it's something, this ox killed, and we're going to do something to it. But it's not, by our Egla Rufa, you're right, there was a murder that took place, but still, it's not a pure reaction. There's an avota that has to be done. There are many parallels between Paraduma and Egla Rufa. So maybe that's why Shara Niskal is somewhat different, and therefore, the Gemara does not entertain the possibility that the Skila counts as its Shechita. Okay, that's a suggestion, but it's just a good group to know. The four times when we have to kill an animal, not Bederech Shechita, and what is that considered? Okay, Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer Chinuch continues. The Sharsh behind this mitzvah, Kidei Lahaskin B'daitenu, to put into our heads, Shekol Mi Shebat HaKala Al Yado, anything in life that brings a stumbling block, meaning something terrible happens because of it, Miruchak V'Nim'as Im Elokim V'Im Anashim. Right, so it's disgusting to God, and it's disgusting, this animal is going to walk by, and people are going to say, oh, that's the animal that killed so-and-so. That's the... It's metuav. It's an abomination to us. Vafilu shogeg kamo behema shein la das. Also, especially when an animal has no das. We'll get back to that line in a minute. An animal has no das, and therefore we're not really punishing the animal, are we? So therefore, Sefer Chinuch, it's more of a message to us. V'kol shekein meisid, u'besitenu daitenu al davar zem. When we think about this, yivienu liyizar harbe, we'll be very careful. B'chol ma'aseinu, ad shelo teisi takala mitachas yidenu la'olam. We have to be careful, even indirectly. If we're going to kill the animal that doesn't have any das, so surely we who have das, we have to be extra careful, even unintentionally. Right? That's why even if somebody kills Meshogeg, they have to go to Galus. There is an onesh. Why, it's not just a protection. We'll have to talk about Ari Miklat, but there is an Onesh, and that is what the message is of this Isser of not eating the Shar Haniska. There is a discussion in the Rishonim about this line, Behema Ein Ladas. Starts off with the Ramban. The question of the Ramban and the Radak, back in Parshas Noach. The Pasuk there says, Miyar Kol Chaya Ed Rishenu. And the Pasuk says in Parak Tesalach, Pasuk Hey, Miyad Chol Chaya Edreshenu. I'm going to pay back any living creature if they kill. So ask the Ramban, Tamani, Imadrisha Kamashma'ah. We're supposed to understand this Pasuk as it says, Miyad Chaya, Kamo Miyad Ha'adam, Lios Onesh Bedavar, Ve'ein Bechaya Da, Sheteyone, Shotakabal Schar. I don't understand, says the Ramban. A Chaya is going to get punished. I'm going to pay you back, animal. So what does this mean? Pashas of the Pasuk is that Hashem's going to punish the animals. Punish? Could there be an onesh for the animals? So, says the Ramban first suggestion, dam ha'adam levado, oso titaref. Ki gzeres ha'melechi. Right? It's gzeres ha'kasev. V'zetam sako yisokel ha'shar. Our Pasuk, v'lo yachal b'saro. V'einenu la'ha'anishes ba'ala b'mamon. Ki afilo shor ha'midbar chayev misa. Says the Ramban, there's got to be something connected to the animal here. Because let's say there's an ownerless animal that kills, a shor hefker. You know what? A shor hefker is also chayiv misa. So you see it's not a punishment for the owner. So it's somewhat connected. He doesn't go as far as to call it an onesh for the animal. Again, animals don't have das, they don't have seichel, they only have instinct. But, says the Ramban, there must be something. Animals don't naturally go and kill people. And therefore, if an animal kills somebody, it's an aberration, we have to assume. And therefore, the animal must be put to death. So that's the Ramban says. Maybe it's just a parallel, but that's what the Ramban says. Maybe there is something that the animals have some type of das. Where else? Who else discusses this? This is Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel on the Beis HaOtzar on page 121. If you want to look it up in the Beis HaOtzar, he says, "Le'inyan ishaya chet va'onesh be'balechayim." Is onesh, could you talk about punishments by animals? So first of all, he doesn't quote it, but just remember a Beis HaLevi that we did Parshas Noach. Why were the animals all wiped out by the Mabel? What'd they do wrong? So they started being mastabik be'ein on minam, Chazal say. That the dog was with the cat and the cat was with the other animals. So did they do that out of das or something else? The beautiful Beis HaLevi at the beginning of Parshas Noach about that. But that's definitely a source to add to the picture. But he quotes a Mechilta, Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Mechilta, that we learn the Isser Hana of Shara Niskal from Egla Arufa. And listen to the Medrash. Uma im Egla she'ena lo mitames ha'aretz. V'lo misalekes es ha'shchina. Harehu asur ba'ana. This calf that we have to kill when we find the anonymous corpse was not mitami the aretz. Did not remove the shchina, and yet it's asur ba'ana. So shor ha'niskal shehu mitame es ha'aretz. So a shor ha'niskal, which was, didn't purify the land, and removes the shchina, surely should be asur ba'ana. What's the language of the Medrash? This Shor HaNiskal removed the Shechina. The animal killing removes the Shechina. It impurifies the land. If Ein Bodas Klal, then there was nothing done here. There's no Maisa Veira done. So he says, it sounds like there's some type of Das when it comes to the animals. Or, what about last week's Parsha? The Gemara in Pesachim. We discussed in Parsha Shir last week. What does the Gemara say? How do we know the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? What are the sources of Kiddush Hashem? A Kavachomer from the frogs. Svardeya. If the frogs who don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem decided themselves to jump into the ovens and give their lives to be Moser Nefesh for the Makkah, surely we have the CV of Kiddush Hashem. The frogs, we're learning a Kal Vachomer from the frogs. So again, this is a, if you want it, if you take it literally, there is some type of das when it comes to these animals. Okay, so that is related to the shorish of the shorish ha-mitzvah. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Midini ha-mitzvah. What a Chazal say, even a short tom, as we discussed last week, tom and muad, even a short tom that kills must be put to death, bein ish o isha o katan o eved, it doesn't matter who the animal kills, if it has an owner, so then the owner must be there when the shor is judged. Sometimes the ox, there are cases where it does not put to death. All those are discussed in Maseches Baba Kama. There's an interesting type of ox, which the Gemara talks about, which Rabbi Yosef Engel, in a different piece, brings up in a fascinating way. We had a shear on this a few months ago, those who listened to my Daf Be'iyun shear, so we discussed this Rabbi Yosef Engel there. And that is the big chakira in the Achronim. If I do an Aveira because I was ne'enas, I was forced to do it. Somebody put a gun to my head and says, eat this piece of treif or I'm going to kill you. So I eat the piece of treif. It's not one of the big three. I eat the piece of treif. What is that considered upstairs? Did I do the Aveira, but Hashem says, okay, but you were ones, I can't hold you responsible. So my Aveira, but you know what, you're not going to be punished for it. Or do I say no? If you do a Maisa Aveira Ba'ones, you didn't do a Maisa Aveira. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not that you did something wrong, but you're not going to be held accountable. You didn't do something wrong. A Maisa Aveira that's Ba'ones is not called a Maisa Aveira. That is a big discussion in the Achronim. What the Ma'inaf Kamina, do you apply the principle of Mitzvah Ba'Aveira? Let's say somebody forces you, he says, to light a candle on Shabbos. Could you use that candle for Havdalah? Because you're not allowed to use a candle for Havdalah that was lit Ba'Aveira. So if it was lit Ba'Aveira, but I'm not going to get punished, you can't use it. Number of nafkaminas. So he says, I think possibly it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel? Which Rav and Shmuel talks about this? So he quotes, there's a machlokas in Baba Kama related to this issue on Daf Mem, where the Gemara talks about a shor ha'itztadin, an ox that they used to train to kill people. And one of these arenas in the old Roman arenas, they used to put the ox in with the person to watch the bullfight. Right? So that shor ha'itztadin. Is that shor ha'itztadin chayiv misa? Is that a shor ha'niskal if he kills a person? So it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Listen to the language of the Gemara. Rav says kasher anusu. It's an ones. Right? One step further. Everybody agrees that the shor is not chayiv misa because he was trained to do it. What about, could he even be given as a karbon? So there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says kasher because anus hu. Shmuel says pasul nevda bo aveira. But an aveira was still done with this ox. Says of Yosef Engel, you see what that machlokas seems to be about? It's machlokas. Whether a maisa aveira ba'ones is called a maisa aveira. According to Shmuel, it's a maisa aveira. You're right, it was ba'ones, but it's still called a maisa aveira. It can't be given as a karbon. Mashiach, according to Rav, it is not even called a maisa aveira. It can even be given as a karbon. But then his second suggestion is maybe they're arguing about what we said before. They're arguing about whether an animal has das or not. Okay, but that's his suggestion in Beis HaOtzar. Fascinating discussion, quoting Shor ha'itztadin here. Good. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch, finishing up. V'noheges mitzvahs iser besar b'zachar m'b'nekevus. This mitzvah applies to men and women. Ube eretz Yisrael dafka. Noeg den shor ha'niskal al pi smuchin. Ube bezen shel chaf gimel. Because this din is only judged by bezden smuchin, as we've had a number of other halachas as well, so it only applies in Eretz Yisrael where there is a Sanhedrin. If somebody eats a kezias of, somebody makes a barbecue with the steak of a shor ha'niskal, and they eat a kezias of it, one gets malchus. This is a separate iser d'oraisa. Back in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, he discusses, normally, when we talk about a shor ha'niskal, you're going to get more than one aveira though. Right, if you eat a shor ha'niskal, you only get one. That's only if you shechted the shor ha'niskal and you ate it. But what about the regular case? What if you stoned the shor ha'niskal and then you ate? Then you'd get two aveiros, says the Minchas Chinuch. Back in Os Aleph, see the fourth to last skinny line. V'im achal kezayis mi b'saro lo keshtayim. Mishum nevela u'mishum lavzeh. You get two. You get eating from nevela, an animal that wasn't shechted, and you get this separate aveira of eating a kezayis from a shor ha'niskal. And then he asks, how could I say this? The heichal iser shor ha'niskal ka alav de nevela. We have the general principle. I think it came up once before. Ein iser chal al iser. Usually, once something is usser to me, it can't become more usser to me. Ein iser chal al iser. So how here would I get two aveiros, nevela and the iser of eating a shor ha'niskal? Says Rav Minchas Chinuch, a couple of possibilities. There are three exceptions to ein iser chal al iser. So just a big, important yeso to know. Number one, he says, iser basachas. if both Isurim are chal at the same time, that's an Isur Basachas. For example, Rachman al-Islan, if somebody lives with their brother's wife, they get two Isurim. They get the Isur of a married woman and the Isur of a brother's wife. What do you mean? How could they be chal at the same time? Because they were chal at the same moment. The second that my brother got married, that woman became Asur to me al-Eishas Ish and Asur to me al-Eishas Ach. So that's one exception to the rule. Everybody agrees. Ein Isur chal al Isur. An exception to the rule is if the two Isurim are chal b'basachas. The other two exceptions, and therefore here too, it's chal b'basachas. If you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isur of Sharniska only starts lachar misa, so Nevela and Sharniska start at the same moment, lachar misa. The other two exceptions are a machlokas, and you have to work it out if it works here. What's called Isur Mosif and Isur Kolel. Right? If I eat a piece of treif on Yom Kippur, I get two averis, even though it was already asr before Yom Kippur. Because the second Yom Kippur started, since all other food in the world becomes asr, so too, this also gets the isr of Yom Kippur as well. That's called an isr kolel. More is included. So that also might be a nafkamin. If you can work it out, if this is an isr kolel or it's an isr mosif, which we're not going to go into now. Those are the three exceptions to the rule that one should be aware of. What if, and we'll finish with this, what if somebody eats in Isser Hana'a, Shelo Kederach Hana'aso? What if somebody eats anything that's treif? What if I eat it in an unusual way? What if I get it IV'd into me? Do I get an Avera? Do I get an Avera of an Isser Hana'a if I eat a Shelo Kederach Hana'aso? So, this doesn't come up so often. We mentioned it back in Gid Hanasha, which is the third mitzvah I think we discussed. But this is the second Isser of eating, and that is a Machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the Isser, if I eat an Isser, Shelo Kederach Hana'aso, it's still Asur Daraisa. I just don't get the punishment. Others say it's Asur Mid Rabbanan, and others say it's Mutter. Where does this come up? And I'll just finish with this. It comes up in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin that if I use an Isser Hana'a, let's say Arla, let's say I have first year fruit, second year fruit, Arla, it's Asur Bana'a, I give a woman that to get married. The Mishnah says, Einam Kudeshes, because you have to give her something that she can get Hana from. If I give a woman a Shara Niskal, it's Einam Kudeshes, the Mishnah says. Ask Tosfos there, Nun Vavim Abes. V'im Tomar, why? Shari Lehenos Bimenu, Shalok Kederach Hana'aso. It's Mutter to get benefit. Let her pulverize the Arla fruit and somehow drink it in an unusual way. Answers Tosfos, no, it's a case where there's not a Shavas Prut is worth of Hana when it's pulverized. But Tosfos sounds like, but if you would be able to get a pruta's worth of hana if it was pulverized, so then it would be mutter. Tosfos ishita nun vav meza kedushin. If I eat an iser d'oraisa shalok derech anaso, it's mutter. The Ritva here says no. You know why it's aser? Because it's still aser midrabanan. And even if it's aser midrabanan, you're still not married. If I give a woman something that's aser midrabanan, we're not married. You don't say, oh, daraisa, she can benefit from it. No, lamaisa, she cannot get benefit from it, and therefore it's asur midrabanan. That's the Tosfos and the Ritva right there. Other Rishonim say, it's even asur daraisa, shalok derech hana'aso. That's what we would assume lachumra, at least the drabanan, in general. But again, this is just issues of shor niskal related to nizke shor, and we talked a little bit about the das of a behema. Tomorrow we get back to the avos nezikin. Tomorrow we talk about bor. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll see how bor comes up, halacha l'maisa, in some very practical cases.